Donald Trump touched down in Miami, Florida to attend the Hoosiers versus Hurricanes game that took place tonight. You know it's bad when your president can't even attend a sports game without getting booed, and you know it's extra bad when you can't tell if he's getting booed for covering up alleged pedophilia at the highest levels of society, whether he's getting booed for letting the ACA subsidies expire so people are paying more for their health care, up to 100, 200, sometimes 300% more, and that money is going to fund ICE, which we see videos of in the streets. I can't tell if they're booing because of the subsidies, because of ICE, because of the pedophilia. Are they booing because of the threats towards Greenland? What about Venezuela? I mean, there's so many things people could be booing for, but nevertheless, people are angry for mainly, when you poll people, it's mainly the economy. In reality, I mean, inflation is so deeply embedded in the economy that people are struggling on a day-to-day basis, yet Donald Trump is rating the economy an A++++++. He genuinely wants you to cover your eyes, whether it's in regards to the economy or whether it's in regards to the Epstein files or Greenland, and especially the murder of Renee Nicole Good. They do not want you asking questions about that. That's why they've spiked multiple investigations and any coordination with local investigators. But a pretty loud roar when they showed President Trump in his suite here in Miami. Take a listen.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
It sounds like overwhelming boos. Let me increase the volume and rewind it one more time. Take a listen to when he appears on screen at the top right. I hear mainly boos, and I think it's mainly for the pedophilia cover-up. What about this? At the second Trump was shown on screen at the college championship game, the audience gave Trump a thumbs down and middle fingers. Here's a version that is zoomed in of the audience reaction. I see a lot of thumbs downs coming from the Hoosier side. Look at this. People are shocked. I see thumbs down, middle finger, thumbs down, double middle finger. Oh, a big middle finger at the bottom right there. Big thumbs down right there. People are not happy. To continue, it kind of reminds me of when the crowd erupted just a few months back at the Washington Commanders-Lions game. It was even worse. I'm beginning to think people don't like this Trump guy. I'm beginning to think they don't like him at all. What about this? Someone said, good God, Trump getting booed so bad he can't hear himself speak is the best thing I've seen all year. Just to back up, Twitter is going crazy about this tonight. Just a few hours ago, Frank says, I can't believe how badly Trump was booed in Miami at the national championship game. Jay says, LMAO, the whole stadium at the CFP national championship booed when Trump was shown on the screen. Someone says, the slow creep of a shit-eating grin crawling across Trump's dumb effing face and then quickly giving way to a sort of placid, flat-lipped acceptance to being booed during the national anthem almost made me proud to be an American again for a second. Wow, very vivid description of the series of events you went through. But watch this clip of Trump getting booed while he's trying to speak. It's actually kind of funny. Now, that was a few months back, but that shit makes me proud to be an American. And again, you know it's bad when you can't tell. Are they booing because this man promised to release the Epstein files and now is so squirmy that both Cash Patel and Pam Bondi are lying their asses off? Or are they booing because their healthcare subsidies are increasing, spiking en masse? I mean, this was before the ACA expiration, but the point still stands. There's no healthcare plan whatsoever coming from the Republican Party, and they're not trying to come up with a healthcare plan. Let's go check out the approval rating of Trump, and I think this proves the point. At no point in Biden's term would Biden just get relentlessly booed whenever he showed up in public. Listen, People were dissatisfied with the state of the U.S. economy, according to all exit polling. That is very, very obvious. But never were they taking it out on Biden in such a vitriolic manner where they were like, we really just think this guy is un-American. No, people just voted against him and voted for someone who they viewed as a change candidate, unfortunately. With Trump, the American people reject him. They do not like him, and the midterms are going to be brutal. Let's start off here. His net approval rating was actually ahead of his first term for a bit. He was above water compared to his first term. Always less popular than Biden. And then he continued to track his first term until he just sunk below it. Now he's the least popular president in American history, only rivaled by himself during his first term. He's going to continue to get more and more unpopular because he can't find any actual solutions. Congress has done one thing. They've passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, which redistributed wealth from poor people, from vulnerable Americans who need social safety nets, to the richest of the rich who can now get tax write-offs, and to ICE, who are now terrorizing U.S. citizens. So people are clearly not very happy. And that is why Donald Trump is getting booed. Also, just the clear capturing of corporate interests on the Trump administration right away was insanely fascinating to see because Republicans were blind to it. They spent the past 4 years claiming that Biden was controlled by George Soros and big donors. But Trump's inauguration literally had everyone from Elon Musk to Jeff Bezos to Mark Zuckerberg like groveling to give him money so they can get a spot in his admin. Then Elon Musk had full executive power for 120 days, maybe like 130 days, and he got nothing done. He only enriched himself while cutting any agencies that were in his way in slashing USAID, which was just objectively an absolute disaster. So the president's net approval rating, now that we are exactly 365 days into Trump's term, the president's net approval rating is negative 16%. Negative 16%, up 0.4 points since last week. You can't even pinpoint one specific point in his presidency. It's just been a steady decline. Like, I'm sure Rob Reiner hurt him when he made that insane Rob Reiner post. I'm sure his threats against Finland and Greenland and NATO allies over the past week will hurt him. You can see a pretty big drop-off around the time he announced his Liberation Day tariffs, which are tariffs on every single country except for Russia and North Korea. This dropped, and I'm sure the shooting of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, plus, coupled with all the videos that are coming out after, are not going to be good for this administration's approval rating. Also, there's just a lack of transparency around all of it. 5 years ago, when George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis, the lack of accountability and lack of transparency is what sparked the massive protests after. The same thing is happening with Renee Nicole Good. I genuinely think if this administration would have come out and been like, hey, and of course, this is like an alternate reality. This would never happen. But if they came out and they were like, hey, we are going to have a full and thorough investigation to make sure everybody is held accountable. We are going to de-escalate tensions and make sure that everybody is safe and that we're coordinating with local and state authorities. And people would be like, sure. But no, they escalated. They surged troops. They claim she was a domestic terrorist. They are not transparent and people are pissed. You can see that people are pissed based on the video that we watched earlier. I love you all. I'm going to see you all in the next video. Make sure you like and subscribe, and peace out.